This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I'm your host, Severt Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I have the pleasure of welcoming back a company that hasn't been on the show for a while. They were last on back in October of 2019. I'm talking about Amerimex International Incorporated. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMMX. And with us today is Mr. Lee Hamry, the CEO of the company, is going to bring us up to speed. Lee, it's great to meet you, and welcome back to the show.
Okay, thank you.
Now, Amerimex International Inc. sells, leases, and rents heavy equipment to a variety of industries. Lee, since it's been a while since you were last on, could you refresh our memory about Amerimex International and give us an introduction on your company?
Yeah, sure. I've been in the business personally for 46 years. I started Amerimex and the Hamry Equipment Company in 1989. And we went onto the market in 2006. We are buying and selling heavy equipment. I'm a new dealer for new equipment for three or four different factories. And we use that flag that we can fly as a new dealer to get really good deals on used equipment that customers are getting rid of and replacing. And the majority of the stuff we buy that way, we get excellent pricing because they're not wanting to shop around looking for buyers. They just want it gone. So right. It works out well for us. The real margins are in the used equipment after we clean them up and paint them and put tires and whatever else they need. Now, the new equipment has really tight margins, so it's the used equipment and the rental market that really turn the dollars around. We keep big, heavy construction rental equipment. We've probably got 15 pieces out on rent right now. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of $180,000 a month worth of rent coming in on a consistent basis, which is a tremendous help to cash flow. We do repairs in our shop. We'll rebuild engines, rebuild transmissions, complete paint jobs, replace tires, wiring, electrical, hydraulics, all the components that make up big machines. And I'm exporting used machines to I have exported to 57 different countries, and it's my personal opinion that I need to go meet customers when they buy from us from a foreign country. So I have been to 57 countries and met with 57 customers. By doing that, always call me back the next time they need something, and instead of just pulling from the open market to see what they can find, they call and have me find it for them because they know they can trust me. So that's been a big asset to our growth, and things are really good. Actually, after 2019, we all know we had COVID to deal with, and yeah, that put it right down in the dumps for about 6 months. But when it started winding down a little bit, business couldn't stand it any longer. They had to get going doing construction and buying equipment, and we started upswing about June 2020 and haven't stopped since. We're doing better every year than the year before, and we've never had the kind of sales and business that we're doing now in the history of the company, and it looks like it's still growing.
That's amazing. Now, I'd like to ask you about appointing the new president, Brian Hamry. What led you to the decision of appointing him as president, and what value do you think he brings to the company?
He was working as a salesman for me for 22 years. In 2008, when the recession hit, he had a job offer for quite a bit more money. I couldn't give him more money because we're just going into the recession. And right. As a net, told him the best thing for him to do is take that other job. He has three kids and a wife. I hope you make it well. And at that time, I couldn't tell you if I was going to make it at all. We did.
Right.
It was a couple of years before we were really making money again. But by 2012, we were rolling a lot of good profits in. My nephew Brian went to work for Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. And they do the same kind of business, only they auction instead of sell retail. And he got a lot of exposure to a lot of new customers that we didn't have prior. As I'm 72 years old, and it was time to do something to get some new blood. And my nephew was ready and willing to take over the company. And I'm going to stay on as a sales rep and just do what I like to do is see my customers. Brian's active president, and he already is. I moved out of my big office and gave it to him, and I built myself a small office over the parts department, and I just hide over here and let him handle it.
That sounds amazing. Now, you've had a great 2021, and I've seen your press releases for this year up till now, and I won't give out details yet because I'd like to hear it from you. How is 2022 shaping up for the company?
Excellent. I think we'll beat 2021.
Yep.
We're way to last year's goal or totals, and I've got stuff working right now that I can foresee doubling where we're at right now in the next 90 days. And by the end of the year, maybe half again more.
That's amazing. And I noticed something about your company, too. I mean, most of your press releases have the following title. Amerimex International receives order totaling $600,000, $800,000, $1.2 million. And it just keeps going. I mean, you guys are extremely transparent about it. And it seems you're sharing your excitement with every sale you make. I mean, all of these orders add up to $12.5 million year to date. That's amazing.
When you add in the parts department sales and the service department billings, we're quite a bit above that.
Oh, wow.
That's just machine sales.
That's amazing. Now, steering the topic towards today's challenges, with inflation still on the rise, high gas prices, price of labor, and inventory increasing, what is your company doing to mitigate these hurdles in today's market? And how is this affecting your bottom line, your net profit?
Well, the profits are fine. We had to increase our shop rate because we have to pay the guys more to keep them. And we've increased our cost per mile when service trucks go out. We have to compensate for the change in the cost, but everybody in our industry is doing the same thing. So we're not by ourselves.
Right. Now, that's a solid way to go about it. Now, Lee, before you go, what would you like your stockholders and our listeners to take away from today's show?
Just remember that things are getting better, and a recession a lot of times is an advantage to us because we can buy used equipment a lot cheaper. My market being overseas to export used equipment, those customers are not affected by our recession. Our recession just gives us larger margins. And with the larger margins, we're still growing the company, and I don't see the recession hurting us at all.
That was Mr. Lee Hamry. He is the CEO of Amerimex International Incorporated. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMMX. Lee, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully, we'll see you in another 45 to 55 days to give us an update.
All right. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.